as a photographer in the music industry for over 20 years, and, you know, you've done so many acts, and you're so talented. Can you tell me not only how you got involved with photography, but got to the level that you are today?
Well, photography is what I've always done. It's what I've always wanted to do. Most of it is inspired by my father, actually, is how I actually got into the business as a young child. My dad, he's a happy hobbyist, as I call it. And, he kind of mentored me in the basics of it, dark room, wet room techniques. And, you know, we used to go and take pictures of animals and that kind of stuff. I just kind of graduated from there into press photography.
And although any creative field is difficult, you know, photography is particularly challenging, it seems. So what have been some of the obstacles that you found in pursuing your career as a photographer, as well as specifically in the music industry that you've come across?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, I've specialized in the music industry in the past 25 years. That's all I shoot. I tour with the bands, shoot a lot of live stuff, a lot of promos, CD and album covers, and work on projects. So what I've attempted to carve out for me in the business is a very kind of unique avant-garde style. I think one of the worst things, one of the biggest hurdles I've had to overcome is attempting to establish that style in a business that is essentially overrun with a lot of rubbish at this point in time, certainly in the UK.
So sort of along those same lines, how have you seen the business side of your craft change with the digital age?
I think for the worst, to be honest, Angela. The digital age, obviously my kind of background is, as I mentioned earlier, it is traditional photography, film, you know, wet room and dark room and, you know, conventional processing techniques, as in the old-fashioned methods, proper photography as I term it. But the digital age has allowed basically anybody to walk in off the street, spend a lot of money, buy a lot of gear, and go out and claim to be a photographer. Everybody, well, certainly in the UK, is now a photographer purely because they own the camera, which is nothing like the truth.
Yeah, I agree with that. We see a lot of that here as well. You've had your work in a lot of galleries, which is incredible. And can you just tell me how that opportunity presented itself?
Yes, I can, no problem. Well, basically, it goes back to a lifelong ambition. And as I said, you know, I've kind of spent all my life fulfilling my lifelong ambitions. And to show my work and make it a collectible commodity was one of those ambitions. And I kind of decided that really about 3 years ago, although it was a lot longer project than that, but it was actually 3 years ago that me and my studio started to put this thing into practice. And because of the kind of style that my photography takes in respect, that it's a very avant-garde, contemporary feel to essentially what is a classic rock genre of some of the greatest musicians ever to play on the planet, you know. People have really started to take this on board. Galleries have come forward and there's been a lot of interest, and now I regularly tour shows. I have residencies in 10 galleries in the UK. I've got a big show that's running in the south of France for a gallery that I now show at, just literally on the coast in the south of France, which happens next year. The work has now become very collectible right across the world.
Amazing. And now, what is one thing that you wish someone had told you when you first began shooting that you'd like to pass on to aspiring photographers, particularly in this industry?
What I'd like to pass on to inspiring photographers was the biggest and most important bit of advice I think I could ever give is find your own style, stick with it, and continue with it. Put a stamp on it. That is what photography is about. Even more so today in the digital age, because as we mentioned earlier, people go out there, they take pictures, they Photoshop the crap out of them, you know, and before you know what it is, everybody is shooting the same as everybody else. Find a path and stay with it. That's the order of the day.
Yeah, I think that's excellent advice. And then lastly, just is there anything else you'd like to add?
In which respect? Sorry.
Just anything else you'd like to say, where fans can or future fans can view your artwork or get in touch with you if they're interested in you shooting. Just anything else
Yes.
you'd like to say.
Yes, I mean, by all means, they can contact me through my press office, my press people, look after all that kind of thing. And that is the three W's, nickelliott.info. And you can email PR department there, and they'll pick up the email. You can also get my number from the press office, and you can get in touch through that or follow me on Twitter, which is Nick Elliott Rock, or nickelliott.info is the press office on Twitter. There's Facebook and also Google Plus, which I know is quite good out there in the US. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of ways, or just Google me, Nick Elliott Rock Photographer, and that'll all come up, and there's all the stuff on there.
Awesome. Thank you so much again.
Not a problem. Anytime.